What a gorgeous stretch of weather. We had the gusty winds yesterday. In fact, some gusts more than 40 miles per hour, but temperatures were mild. Of course, that made it feel cooler with the wind. We did get a couple of isolated showers to develop along a little boundary that separated some drier air from more humid air to its south. That was right along the Florida-Georgia border. We even had a couple lightning strikes. Parts of Nassau County, very isolated, very fast moving, but they stayed north of Jacksonville. Metro Jacksonville, Duval County were dry. And that's really the forecast, dry now for a while, with temperatures today topping out again between 80 and 85. And while wind gusts won't be as strong as yesterday, very easily could see gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour this afternoon out of a west to northwesterly direction. Nice and cool tonight yet again, dropping into the low to mid 50s. There'll be a few spots west of Highway 301 that manage the upper 40s, far western Nassau, far western Duval, and parts of Baker County. You can open up the windows. Pollen's, of course, not bad this time of year. You might even have the window open and grab an extra blanket. And temperatures tomorrow will just get two or a little bit above 80 degrees. Again, very comfortable humidity and nighttime lows that'll drop well down into the 50s tomorrow night. Ditto for Thursday. We'll do it all over again. And then it starts to turn a little warmer, a little more humid for the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend on Friday and Saturday. But still not bad. Highs will be in the mid-80s, which will be very close to average. And again, you'll feel that humidity a little more, so the nighttime lows will start to come up some. But boy, this is a treat this time of year, no doubt about that. And I don't see significant rain. Certainly through Saturday, there's some chance for some showers as we head toward the end of the weekend, Sunday and into the early part of next week. It's still unclear on just how organized that rain may or may not be, how significant it might be. But by then, we'll need it. Again, I mentioned it yesterday. We dry out quickly this time of year. The evaporation rate's through the roof when you don't get much rain and you have sunshine, wind, and dry air. So as much as we were talking about rain last week, and it was a godsend, no doubt, we could still be talking about significant wildfire risks here in the coming days and weeks, depending on how much rain we get. And the month of May is notorious for at least starting out dry before we get into our wet season, either toward the end of the month or sometime in June. And yesterday, by the way, was our 35th 85-degree day in Jacksonville of the year. That's the most ever through May 1st. That beats 33 days 3 years ago through May 1st in 2020, and beats 24 days of 85 degrees or warmer for third place in 1967, 2011, and 2017. And to put that into a little bit of perspective, the average is 12. So we're way above that. That's 12 85-degree days or warmer, typically from the beginning of the year through May 1st, and we're already at 35. However, we've not had 90-degree temperatures real recently, which is good. This is right now typically our average first 90-degree day, and we've already had a couple of those this year. Let's hope we can keep it down for a while. We'll certainly enjoy the nights that we have this week with the cool nights, clear skies, and the diminishing winds. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.